What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Tokusatsu World Tour, my favorite podcast and yours, where we talk about Tokusatsu, except for the month of May, because it is anime. And with me on this wonderful train, as always, the chugger of chuggers, Jim from Pronghorn Heroes.
I'm over 21. Thank you for asking. What's going on, everybody?
Did you chug the mics hard?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that that's what it was.
I chugged the whole thing. I had a Mike's Hard Blue Freeze. It's my sister's birthday today. Shout out Hilda. And she brought us home some of them. So I just chugged it real quick.
Not sponsored, but if you want to sponsor us.
Yo, hit us up. I'll chug more of them on stream.
What's up, everyone in chat? Fierce Dragon, thank you for the 3-month resubscribe. Rocket Nico, how's it going?
Insane Sphere.
Ikoto, what is up, y'all? Months. Welcome to the Tokusatsu World Tour. We are talking anime. And today, we watched Garo Vanishing Line, Episode 1.
We sure did, buddy.
All right, jump straight in. No, I'm just kidding.
let's go right into it and then talk about everything after. You posted a tweet today. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, is that what you want to start on?
We can. Do you want me to start with my stuff?
Let's tell people where to get this first.
Yeah, let's tell people where to get this.
Right off the top.
Wait, what are we telling people to get?
this podcast.
Oh, right. Where can people watch this podcast?
Well, I guess we can get into your stuff as a whole first.
Yeah, I'll get into that a little bit, I guess. So if you have been following my stuff personally, the Pronghorn Heroes stuff, you might have noticed that these last couple of weeks we haven't been on YouTube. And if you usually watch our podcast after the live streams, maybe on YouTube, you probably have seen that you haven't been able to watch these last couple episodes post the live stream. So that is now changed. But the reason of that is because I had some problems with Toei, with some copyright strikes, and they basically terminated our channels. Pronghorn Reacts and Pronghorn Heroes were both gone for like a couple weeks. So it took me a little back and forth with Google support and YouTube people to kind of like get it back. But they're back now, and things are kind of changing. So yeah, things are good because they're back, but things are going to change heavily. So before you were able to watch the podcast episodes on Pronghorn Heroes, that is changing now. So now you will be able to watch all of our podcast episodes moving forward on Pronghorn Network on YouTube. Used to be Pronghorn Reacts, but I changed it up. Now it's Pronghorn Network. It's going to be where you're going to be able to watch all of the podcast post live stream.
Whoop whoop. So like I said, if you missed one, or you want to just catch up, also the ones that weren't posted on YouTube while we were gone will all be over on Pronghorn Network starting this week.
Yes, which I'm excited about because it's just nice to have something dedicated for podcasts and for some other stuff Sophie and I have been working on. So I'm excited to see what comes out of that. But shout out to everybody for being super patient. I know some people like watching it after the fact because, you know, those videos get views, obviously. So those are coming back. Don't worry. Pronghorn Network. Feel free to go over there and hit that little subscribe if you're not.
Yeah. And Jem's going to have like an update video, right?
We're on an update video.
In total.
This was just like super quick because like, obviously, like we've been mentioning, like people watch the podcast post. So this is kind of like explaining to those people what's been going on and where to find it moving forward. But I am going into like a super in-depth situation. I documented the whole process of me trying to get the channel back, so I'm gonna make a video out of that, and that should be out within the next couple days.
For some reason, when you said that, I just imagined you outside with like sticks and like trying to start a fire, like day 13 without YouTube.
I just decided to live outside for the whole. So I was like, I don't deserve to live in a house anymore. Let me get out of here.
Toei is taking everything from me.
Literally. But I don't know. I'm glad that we got some good news at the end of it because I was waiting to talk about it because I didn't know if I had to like shit talk some people or if I had to be thankful. So I'm thankful.
Shout out to Pronghorn Heroes being back. If y'all aren't subscribed over on the main channel, subscribe on that, and now Pronghorn Network as well.
Yes, but yeah, well, dude, I mentioned you had a tweet today, dude.
I did have a tweet, and first of all, let me just say the genesis of this tweet was I watch a lot of anime tubers, and so the Anime Man posted a video a few days ago about what is the best anime of all time. And he asked 100 different like content creators, YouTubers, cosplayers, Twitch streamers and everything. And so it's like this big hour and a half long video of everyone saying what their favorite anime of all time is and what and why. And when he, in the video, he says, what is the greatest anime of all time? And so while I was watching it, I was just like, I wonder, what's the greatest tokusatsu ever made? Mm-hmm. And I posted that. I just posed that question. Let me just throw this out right at the start. I did not mean for this to start a war or anything. I did not mean for it to be like angry. I just wanted everyone's opinion. Like, hey, what's the greatest tokusatsu ever made? So I guarantee you we're both going to be very wishy-washy on this. But Jem, posing the question to us, what is the greatest tokusatsu ever made?
I feel like it's like two different answers. I'm only going to give one, though. I feel like it's what I think is like the perfect tokusatsu. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like it's like the quote unquote, like right answer. Like there's a generic or like general answer. That's like, oh yeah, I guess that you could say that that's the best tokusatsu ever made. But I gotta say it's between, I'm talking about the original versions of all of them. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's gotta be between Godzilla, Kamen Rider, and Ultraman. I feel like it's gotta be.
It's Godzilla was the one that kept sticking in my head.
Yes.
Because
it has to.
Yeah, it's the, not only it being the first, and right. This coming from someone who's told this week that I need to respect the original Kamen Riders on YouTube.
Oh my God, dude, I feel like people are going to clip a bunch of what we're about to say, throw it on Twitter and be like, these guys have no idea what they're talking about.
This is a live podcast. You gotta take it for what it is.
Yep.
In my mind, it kept coming back to the original Godzilla because it just has to be. Like, it started 9 things out of the 10 things that you love in this genre. Yeah. The original Godzilla started it.
Right. And it's like, I feel like people want to say like, Gokaiger or like whatever else you could think of. But like, I don't know. Like, when you really think about it, it's like we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those three I mentioned, especially Godzilla, you know, like. That is tokusatsu. So, like, I don't know. I just feel like it had to be, it was the best for a reason, right? Like, we're still here talking about it. They're still making movies about it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And some of the trends I noticed on the question on Twitter, because we got a bunch of answers. We got, what was it? Something like 80 replies, 59 quote retweets at this point. I'm just looking at them right now. But some of the trends I noticed was, one, a lot of people will separate it into franchises of the big three. Of like Ultraman, Godzilla, or sorry, Ultraman, Super Sentai, and Kamen Rider. These are the greatest of those. Right. Which is, I feel like, the easy way to go because...
I get it, yeah.
Yeah, when we talk tokusatsu, those are kind of the synonymous things.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, especially people are so used to just talking about superhero time. Like, oh, we're talking about the current season all the time, and like that's usually Sentai or Rider. You don't have like a Godzilla series that's happening year-round all the time, you know? So I feel like there's that aspect of like, when you think of like, what's the best season, people usually, or like, what's the best toku in that sense, people usually would steer to those things that they usually talk about.
Yeah. The ones I kept noticing was I got a lot of Die Ranger.
Yeah. I've heard that Die Ranger is amazing. It's surprising that I haven't gotten to it yet with the amount of Sentai that I've seen, but I've been kind of saving it because of that reason. I don't know. I'm a guy that likes to save a lot of like the best for last kind of situation. So, like,
on
I like
your
to...
deathbed, you'll be finishing Die Ranger.
Yeah, exactly. Like, finally,
now
I get to watch the best season. But yeah, I don't know. I like to savor stuff. And I feel like I like to, I don't know that I have something waiting for me that is good, you know?
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe I watch Die Ranger. And I'm like, that shit was ass. What is everyone talking about? But I don't know. I guess we'll see.
You die angry.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, regret.
The other one that I got a lot of, which is I'm very happy about, very surprised, but I also kind of expected it, was Ultra 7.
Oh wow.
Ultra 7 was second, if not top answer.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Everyone that put Revice and Dawn Brothers, you're wrong. By the nature of the question.
No. Yeah. Definitely not.
Like, it's funny because this was one of the things we talked about during the Toku Awards was something that wasn't finished was allowed to win stuff.
Right.
And there we let it slide. I will not let it slide here. You can't call it the greatest of all time if it's not done yet.
No. And honestly, not going to lie, I've had a video in the back burner trying to like because I want to address the fact of how like everybody is wrong for picking Revice for the top song of what was it, 2021?
Yeah.
I have this video of just like ranting about like a whole situation. It'll come eventually, but I don't know. That angers me so much of like, hey, Don Brothers, the show that we're 8-9 episodes in, whatever, that's the best tokusatsu ever made. No way. No way.
Special shout out, and I feel like it's just the nature of my viewers. A lot of people said Build. So
nice.
Which, crazy enough, I don't, I don't know, I haven't seen a ton of Kamen Rider, but if we're like really breaking it down, I'm going to say Gaim is the top of that list for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Build's my personal favorite, but I think Gaim is far and away from what I've seen the best.
Sure.
Also a lot of Kuga.
Yep. Yep.
And a lot of Power Rangers. A lot of Time Force and Time Ranger.
I'll give people. It's so fucked up because as I grow throughout the years, I look at Time Force differently. But then I rewatch it and then I'm like, damn, it still hits the fucking same. It still hits just as good. That first episode. I'm not even gonna spoiler warn it. That first episode, Rancic just like slashes Alex's back and he's just like. Dude, it's just so memorable. So like, yeah. I guess I get it. It's a really good show.
Let me see. I'm still scrolling down and I keep seeing Die Ranger and Ultra 7 pop up. That replied with just pictures, you're not helping anyone. Just say what the words are.
Because there's like a show you don't even know. It's like,
yeah, there's a ton of them that I'm like, oh, what is this? This looks cool. And it's just pictures. No words posted. I'm like, great. Hey, we're back. Okay, cool. Sorry, we had a little power outage over here on my side.
Yes.
we
made it back. We are back. What were we even talking about? I can't even remember.
We were talking about greatest tokusatsu ever made.
Oh, right.
Go on. Let me pull this back up open. Yeah. People are still commenting on it. And like I'm still getting Die Ranger and Ultra 7 a lot.
Ultra 7. All right, hold up. Let me go to the tweet and see if there's any that spark my interest.
People that are trying to be funny, you're not funny. People are posting just random shit.
I mean, everybody's technically wrong anyway, so.
Everyone's technically wrong anyways.
Oof. Oof.
What?
Oof. I just saw a friend of the podcast, past guest, Thomas Jujubi, say Kikai Sentai Zenkaiger, and I just.
Okay, so
can't agree there.
There was a lot of people that said Zenkaiger, and I was like, one, I totally understand recency bias, but I thought we were all on the same page with Zenkaiger.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I just, oof.
Someone said Ultraman Rube. You just finished watching that. How was that?
It's right there with G-Ranger and Agito.
That bad.
It wasn't even bad necessarily, because like there's a lot of characters that I like and there's some cool episodes, I guess, but overall as a show it was boring. Didn't keep me interested through and through, so yeah, I couldn't agree with the person that said Rube. Somebody here said Gridman and like Quad S Gridman.
Yeah,
Forest Gridman. Agree with that? Yeah.
I no, because technically it's not a tokusatsu, but I do absolutely love it as anime. It's like probably one of my top three animes.
Nice. This person said, okay, in episode 15 you will know. It's like something in a different language, but
oh yeah, I saw, and then I went to it and it was blocked in my country, so I couldn't watch it.
Great.
We also got a lot of Dogangers, which I thought was cool.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good season. I respect people that threw that in for sure.
Yeah, surprised with how highly you talked about it. Nobody said High School Heroes.
Oh my god, I would throw that up there, but it's like, it's weird because like it's homaging a toku, so that's where I fall into like, oh well, if they're homaging this, then I would have to say Go Ranger, right? Like it has to be the best if they're making a show that homages it so heavily, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of, I've seen a couple people say Shibuya. It's SH15 Uya.
Oh, Shibuya 15. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, is that, what is that? I've never heard of that.
I've heard things about it. We're definitely gonna watch it for the podcast at some point.
Nice. Okay, yeah, that sounds fun.
I've seen like YouTube videos on it.
Okay,
but it's a have you ever seen Ultra 7 X?
No.
I think it's in that realm of like, hey, we're gonna make tokusatsu a little more adult.
Okay, that's cool. Couple Bible Mans in here. I've never watched it, but I've seen other creators make videos on it.
I've never seen Bible Man.
I guess I thought that
was a joking answer.
Yeah, that's definitely something we got to talk about at some point.
And then some people put Black. Not as many people as I thought would put Black.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I hear that one talked about heavily when people talk about like good show or like good writer shows.
Yeah. Toku Kid says, does bio-boosted armor Guyver count as a tokusatsu? Is that the anime one or is that the movie? I would count the movie.
Nice. I was looking for this one, Marcos. We already knew his answer.
Oh, yeah. Legend Hero, which yeah. two or three other people would put as well.
Nice. Yeah, I believe it because we liked the first couple episodes that we watched. So
what would you
imagine
say
it only gets better.
Is the best thing we watched on this podcast so far? Like the best first episode we watched on this podcast.
Oh, gosh darn. Just thinking through all the archives. It's hard like to not think of like biases because I want to be like, oh man, like Carpet Man was so dope. But like I'm trying to think of like the grand scheme of it all. Not anything against Carpet Man. I think that's great, but I'm just trying to think of like overall. I think just thinking about things that I like just can get swayed very easily.
Yeah, that's also the extent of Carpio Man.
Exactly. Yeah, like that episode's like the only one. So like to compare that to like anything else would kind of be like unjust. I don't know, man. I feel like we've seen a couple good shows, but I don't think anything that stood out to be like the quote unquote best.
I would have to say Blue SWAT, I really liked.
Okay. Okay.
That's like the first one that came to mind when I thought, what's the best thing we've watched that I was like hyped the whole time that wasn't Carpio Man? Because like I said, Carpio Man is just far and away probably like, I just want more of that. And it's probably what it is. It's like, oh, I'm done with it. I've seen the only one and I loved it. So,
yes. You know, it's hard because like this isn't a first episode, but I think it was one of the best episodes of Tokusatsu that we've seen that wasn't like your normal Toku. And I think it's that one episode of Neo Ultra Q. With Brethren.
Oh yeah,
I just think it was just like a good episode. You got suit acting, you got special effects, you got emotional beats, you got drama. I just feel like a lot of it really hit in like those really cool toku notes. And yeah, I don't know, I really like that story and that type of toku storytelling. So
yeah, and that was like it's hard because we always watch first episodes, but this it's the nature of Ultra Q and Neo Ultra Q, but it was such a good self-contained thing. Like you got all the story right there. I cared for this random like monster in the first 10 minutes. And then you like made me care about this random old man as well.
Yeah. And Sophie and I ended up watching a few episodes after that podcast of that show. And you see like one or two characters that were in that episode that we watched, but like, it's nothing that like mattered. Like they don't touch on that episode. It's just like, they're just that linking piece throughout all the episodes. So like you're saying, it's super self-contained and like anybody could just watch that episode and be like, damn, that was really cool. And just get something out of Toku, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Do you want to talk about what we watched this week?
Dude, almost had a fucking throat bubble. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, let's get to the rundown. Garo, not the animation. Garo Vanishing Line.
Boom.
Is a Japanese original anime superhero television series produced by MAPPA. It aired from October of 2017 to March of 2018. The anime is part of the Garo franchise and the third in the series of Garo the Animation. I was gonna name some fun facts, but as it turns out, there's only three of them, and one of them, kind of a big spoiler for the last episode of the season, at least season one. But I will point out that MAPPA is a gigantic anime studio doing absolute juggernauts as, tell me if you've ever heard of any of these before.
All right.
Yuri on Ice, Dorodoro, Jujutsu Kaisen, and the final season of Attack on Titan.
Nice. I thought you were going to pull one of those. Let me know if you've ever heard of this. Dragon Ball Z, Naruto. Just go into stuff that's like clearly like pop culture relevant.
Inuyasha. Or no, sorry, not Inuyasha.
Oh, okay.
Inuyashiki.
Oh, sequels.
Jujutsu Kaisen, the biggest anime this year. I was just watched a video on it from Giguk. That's what it was. It was the first time It was the first time something overtook Naruto in a while, I believe.
Mm.
And it was Jujutsu Kaisen with like 30 million copies or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's the current king of anime and is produced by the studio that made this, as well as they made The God of High School and are currently making this year's Chainsaw Man, which is another manga that has tokusatsu influence in it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And to, you know, like people that watch or listen to the podcast, they know we've talked about Garo episode one, the original. So there's that.
Another popular thing.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I've actually seen the first couple episodes. I want to say the first six episodes of the first Garo animation. It's called Garo the Carved Seal of Flames. It's set in the Spanish Inquisition. Nice. But it was free for like PS Plus users for like a month.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, like the whole first season. So I watched like the first six episodes and I really liked it. I really ended up liking it.
That's sick.
Jem, give me your one word for this show.
I don't know. I wrote it down. I almost said a word that wasn't my word.
My power went out, so I lost all my notes, but go on.
Oh, shit. Nah, that's cool, man. We got it.
That's what's up, Natty K? How's it going?
Don't worry, I put my notes. What's up, Natty K? My word is pleasing.
Pleasing?
Pleasing, yes. I thought, oh, it's so weird because of all the freaking boobs in this show.
I thought you were going to go with boobs, which is why I changed mine.
No. It was pleasing because I feel like the aesthetic was cool. This animation was really cool. It's, you know, I feel like not all anime shows are the same style of animation. So like seeing the aesthetic for this show was really cool. I really liked the city aspect. I feel like Garo likes shooting at night a lot, and seeing it in like anime was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So like, again, like very pleasing to the eye. And honestly, there was music throughout the whole thing. The score didn't stop. It was just like score after score after score.
Dude, that heavy metal dropped right at the first fight. I was like, let's go.
I was vibing with everything. And then like in the middle, there's some like cooler tracks, like stuff that I was like, ooh, gracias de tomans. Because like it just gave me like Revise vibes. But like shit like that where I was like, oh man, the music is really, really good. So like overall, it was very pleasing for me. Like, aesthetically and like sound design wise. What about you, man?
I'm gonna go with edgy. I think 14-year-old Hawk would have been all up in this shit.
Oh, like, yeah.
It would have been like, Garo the animation is the coolest shit ever. I still enjoyed it, don't get me wrong. I really like the episode. I just think a younger me who like wasn't well versed in the road or in the world would have been like, this anime has boobs. I'm all about it. Like this,
dude,
this anime monster, the first monster of the season, is just made of boobs.
100%. This is cotton candy for like 13 to 17 year old, like angsty teenager, like cotton candy for sure.
Yep. And it doesn't, it sounds weird, but bear with me. It doesn't veer into the realm of too much, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I think those first couple of minutes you could be like, oh, okay. Eye roll. But then it goes actually into like story and stuff, and they're like, oh, okay, cool, there's substance here.
Yes. We'll talk more about the main character when we get there, but because you mentioned something about the eye roll stuff moments, I feel like whenever he sees a pair of boobs and he just like claps his hands and like bows to them, like thanks them, or like he thanks God for being alive, whatever he does, I feel like that was just so weird. I just didn't like that.
The first time was weird. I think the second time I liked better because if you've seen Garo, we didn't even talk about this. Jem, how much Garo have you seen?
I've seen Garo, like you were saying, the first couple of episodes. I think we got to episode 6 or 7-ish around there, and then we've seen Garo versus Road, and then Garo, the one that shines in the darkness.
Okay, I've seen the way through 13 of season 1, and I've seen all of versus Road. And then the first set of animation episodes. But when you see this, he does it the second time to the girl in the diner. That's like one of the nuns.
Okay.
For sure. That like, if you remember the first season, like he's part of like a religious thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like one of the people that are in charge of the Makai Knights.
Okay. Interesting. I like that the one lady, she was saying like, yeah, I'll sue you for sexual assault, though, so, or, like, sexual harassment, and I was like, all right, fuck yeah, like, I like that she's, like, talking back, like, we fuck with that.
Yeah, she gave him the like, here's the paper with the clues on it, and she's like, eat and get back to work, get the hell out of here.
Right, yes, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, knowing a little bit of Garo backstory, that one, I was like, oh, I'm okay with this, because, like, she's obviously a person that doesn't take his shit because she's known or she knows who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what about, let's talk about the main character a little bit.
Sword,
worst main character name we've had ever in this podcast.
Not a good name because you could argue that like naming a character Ken is just as silly because that's like sword or blade and in Japanese. So like I kind of get that, but like I don't know, like sword, that's like such a cop out. But honestly, dude, I didn't like him, his character type. I don't know, he feels very like perfect character, like he's like super cool and like he's strong and like he's funny. I don't know, I just didn't really like that, and I don't like that character type in general and like other shows. So like anything other than when he was just like being cool was really mm-hmm. cool. I like the action and all of it. What he was doing in battle was cool, but like everything other than that, when he was just like being a guy, I didn't really fuck with it. I just couldn't get down with it.
So because I've seen the first animation, Garo, I didn't think he was Garo until the end when he actually transforms. Yes, because there's a mentor character in the first set that's the same style as this. Like, one, he's like a bigger dude, if that makes sense. Like, most of the Garos, like, even the live action ones are very small, like, slender, your typical tokusatsu hero type guy.
Definitely.
And they're younger. Whereas this guy and the mentor dude from the first Garo are the Black Knight. I forgot what their names are. But they're the Black Knight, and he's just, like, the mentor character. And he's, like, this bigger dude who's been doing it for a while, obviously. And I thought that was who this was going to be until he actually finally transforms. And I was like, oh, no, that's Garo. That's a little weird because I'm not used to Garo being the tank of the show.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I kind of just felt it. I was like, this guy has to be. I don't know if it was something in the opening that kind of stole it. But I was looking for the sword. I was like, where's the sword? If he's the guy, what's up with the sword? And I don't know if I missed it in the beginning, but it wasn't until when he pulls it out later in the episode.
Until he pulls it out.
Okay, yeah, until he pulled it out, I was like, there's the fucking sword! All right, is he gonna do it or is he not? And there was this whole, like, momentum of, like, will he henshin or not? But I think overall, like, I think I'll like him as a hero, but I just don't know if I'll like him just, like, as, like, a guy, you know?
Yeah, the way he does it, he does henshin, is sick as hell.
Dude, it, hands down, one of the most Garo things I've seen.
Yeah, because, like, they all do it, like, drawing the circle in the sky, and he just does it on the floor in a donut while he's like doing donuts on his motorcycle.
And the one season that we've seen, the one who shines in the darkness, there's three of them and they all do it differently. Mm-hmm. So like the one does it like normally, like in the air. The one has like a bow, so he'll just like take it horizontally and then just like do like a thing, and there'll be two circles on his sides.
Badass.
So if you're like, that's sick. And then there's another guy who does it on the floor and he has two swords, and then he just like scrapes the ground in like a circle. So it reminded me of that because he was just like fucking donutting on the fucking ground and just like doing it. And for a second I thought they were doing the Akita shot, but then I was like, oh no, what's happening? And then he just fucking the portal opened and I was like, no fucking way. Sophia wasn't really watching it, and I was like, no babe, you have to watch this shit, look at it.
You're like, rewind. I also rewinded at that point.
There's one other part
right after this that I rewinded on that'll be my money shot. But this was definitely like, oh, let me say that again. That was so
now,
good.
Now, hands down, this is my money shot. I'm getting it out early this episode because like I just like I didn't there was a couple of shots throughout the episode where I was like, okay, that could be a money shot. But like because I didn't know if he was gonna henshin in this episode or if they were gonna drag it out, kind of like Versus Road or any other show, or save it for the second episode. I didn't expect Versus Road
where it's the very last 5 minutes of the last episode.
The last episode, literally. But I really expected it to be something else. So like when they just did it right then and there, I was like, that's my moment. Cause it was just so hyped to me. Like seeing him, like you're saying, like a buff big guy, like seeing him just get that armor on, I was like, damn, that's pretty gnarly. So I fucked that a lot.
Natakay, thank you for the hydrate.
Oh, cheers.
Fee's in chat. She says the fact that the bike is also Zarba theme is dope. I thought that was so sick. Like, I was mad when he puts it in, like the key in the ignition, but then it flips because he's wearing it a certain way. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. That's an anime thing. But no, yeah, the bike talking, like him staying in the bike and talking, I thought was super cool. Fun fact, this was on the wiki. This is the first and only Garo to ride a motorcycle or like have a motorcycle be part of the motif. Koga has one in episode 11, I believe it said. But other than that, he never uses it again.
That's interesting. I definitely was like, the motorcycle aspect is cool because you don't get that at all in the seasons that I've seen, in the movies that I've seen. So to see this like aspect of like other heroes, or just like something that's like familiar in Garo, like it just makes it feel different, even if it's something familiar from other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My money shot is right after the Henshin, when he throws the knives out of the bike and slices the horror in half. I thought that looked so sick, especially because like that wasn't the killing blow. Like there's still a fight after that.
Yeah.
But when he does the trick on the bike and the knives fly out and spins, I was like, insane. That was the other one I rewinded for, and I was like, I just need to watch that again real quick because that animation is beautiful.
Yes, the animation specifically reminded me of the anime scene in Kill Bill when Lucy Liu's character is telling her backstory. It's just like so reminiscent of that style, and it just again just like was so pleasing to see, and like kept me immersed into it. And like I've talked about it this month on the podcast, I'm not super into anime, but like seeing this show with the context of Garo just made me think of it in like a completely different way. This show,
yeah. And I thought the animation got really cool during the fight scene once the horror transformed. But I also was thinking about like animation and horror in general, how you can do tons of stuff in that genre that you couldn't do in real life.
Dude, I mean, even what's his name? Like the Zaruba bike and sword after he Henshin, like he did some crazy ass maneuver with the bike that you would never see in the show. So like, absolutely. They can do so much different shit when they have animation.
Yeah. And like without CG, even in Tokusatsu, you're kind of locked into that humanoid looking villain or monster of the week or whatever. Whereas this, they can look like anything. And he does. Like at one point he just goes full on. What's the movie called? The horror movie.
Yes.
The like big one, popular one.
No clue.
She does it in Multiverse of Madness too, where she like blanking walks on all her hands.
Oh, yes. The Ring.
The Ring. Yeah. No, there's like a popular one, like a very old one.
The Ring 2. I can't think of it.
Exorcist. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I thought you were about the thing where she comes out of the TV and she's like,
no, she, where the bag of the horror in this walks like the Exorcist and like contorted and everything. And it looks super dope, especially for anime.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah.
Sophie was our other character in this.
Dude, honestly, I don't have anything to say about her. She was like fine. She was like fine. You know, like in the beginning I was like interested a little bit, but then when she like started talking to him more, I was like, are you important at all? I guess I have to watch more of the show. Obviously, we only watched one episode. But I don't know, she didn't really feel that important to me.
I thought she was going to get blood on her. I was like, "Oh, is this just a Garo thing that they all get blood on them and he just ends up protecting them?"
God, yeah, that's true. I wonder. But I don't know. In the end, I was like, all right, that's cool. Like, she just feels like a heroine of this show.
Yeah, she's introduced with like judo throwing this creepy dude who's like definitely trying to hit on this teenager.
Yeah.
And then she puts her headphones back in and it's like the dun 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 dun.
Yes. But like other than that, she didn't really do a lot for me. Like I was just like, you know, this character's fine. And like that's what I was telling you before the podcast. Like they had me in the beginning. So I was like, oh shit, like it looks pretty cool. The music is really captivating. And then they lost me when they met. And like they were talking, they were in the restaurant. I thought the food looked cool. I think any food in anime looks really cool. But that whole scene and everything that happened after that, I was like, like it's fine. It wasn't until we got back on the bike and everything was super exciting that I was like, oh yeah, fuck, this show's mad good.
We're the complete opposite. The beginning lost me. Especially when he's like riding with her on his lap and she's like arms around him and everything. That's the part where I was like, eye roll. All right, this is what this is. And then when they met, she gets introduced in like the internet for a second, where they're all like avatars and she's like this bunny, which is very reminiscent of Summer Wars, which is the spiritual successor to Digimon the movie, which is my favorite. But yeah, there's like all these avatars, and then she gets this animation from the Moon Wizard, I think the name is. I had it in my notes. It disappeared. Which I thought was cool, and I don't know if they go back to, because they did not go back to it in this episode at all.
Nah, dude, I don't even know what you're talking about, so.
You don't remember the internet avatars?
Totally missed that. I definitely remember stuff about the internet, but I couldn't tell you like a name or any recall a scene.
Yeah, there's like all these ads popping up around her, and then she finally gets an invitation to the Moon Wizard, who reads her tarot cards. Which I also wanted to talk about, because that scene itself is where I feel like I was like, oh, now I'm in. Where he's like reading her fortune, because it's very Garo-ish in the tension of it, of like you're starting to realize, oh, this dude's the horror, and they're realizing at the same time you are.
Are you talking about the main horror of the episode?
Yes. When he's like, he first meets Sophie and he's reading her like fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pulls her hair back on the chair.
Right. There was a moment right before that where I was like, this dude's super creepy. And then I was like, oh, he's the whore. I was like, I forgot what I was watching. Cause like, there's that moment where like, you're just like, oh yeah, this is Garo. Like it's the whore. And like, this is where it's going, you know?
Yeah. Before this, I thought the boob horror was the horror of the episode, but luckily we dispatched to them in the first 2 minutes of
that's kind of like that situation of like, hey, this is just who he is. He fights whores.
Yeah. Which is a dope scene. Like that's kind of shows off the animation right from the start.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, for me, what was captivating was the music and just like the animation style. Cause I feel like it wasn't like the last show we watched or the one before that. Again, it was very reminiscent of like the Kill Bill scene. And I don't know, just like appreciating something that I don't normally appreciate is like rare when I'm watching anime. So like, it was nice this time around.
Didn't even think about that. But now that you mention it, Samurai Flamenco and Love After World Domination have a very cutesy anime art style.
Yeah, they're just like, you know, it's like, you know, fine.
this is like a little more sharp edges, a little more like realistic looking.
Yeah, again, it's just different. I feel like I was saying before, there's other shows that I've watched and their animation styles have been different. So I don't feel like there's like one set of like anime style, and that's just coming from someone that doesn't watch a lot of anime. I'm sure other people could agree, but like this one definitely, the more stuff like this I would definitely watch in this style.
I wanted to ask you this question when I was watching it. Does this show feel like Garo to you?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It feels like Garo just as much as like Versus Road felt like Garo, because like it's not
Versus Road did not feel like Garo.
That's my point. That like it doesn't, but like there is a lot of influence that when you know about Garo, you can like, oh, this feels that way, this feels that way, and like you can pick out the little references that they like throw in and stuff. But like it ultimately is like its own version of the franchise. It's its own like piece that they can like, oh, like this is a part of the show or like the franchise, but it's not like all the other shows. Like, I think The One Who Shines in the Darkness is very reminiscent of, like, the original Garo. I don't think it's, like, one-to-one or anything, but there are certain aspects where I'm like, okay, this feels like a Garo show, but with Versus Road and now Vanishing Line, I'm like, this is cool because, like, you can get, like, a taste of it, but it's also, like, a completely different thing from the norm. Like, it's very its own. So, like, that's where, like, I thought of Versus Road a lot when I was watching this because I was like,
oh, the suit is almost the exact same.
Well, I'll get to that in a second. But like, I was just thinking of it in the context of like, I like this because it is representing what it's homaging, but it's also so different from what we usually get.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Garo's really good about taking its elements and putting them in a new setting, if that makes sense. Like the first animation I watched, it was like Spanish Inquisition. It relied a little more heavier on the religious aspects of Garo. But then I've seen the first Garo as well, where it's very much like this horror detective show almost.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Versus Road is obviously the like battle royale style show. I just think Garo's great at like being like, hey, these elements you know in this different, not genre exactly, because they're all kind of horror, but this different tone.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, like I said, the suit, I think, is one-to-one Versus Road suit. It's like the Tron-style Garo suit.
It's the only thing that I like about it is that it's like a pink highlight instead of like a light green-ish blue highlight. Because like those like highlights, or like those like neon lights, whatever you want to call them, that are like woven into the suit are so memorable for me for Garo Versus Road. So like I love them for that, but then seeing this suit and seeing the pink on it, I was like, oh man, they really fucking knocked it out of the park. Which again, it was just another reason I was like, oh man, showing us something that we've seen before, like the fucking golden suit, but like throwing in some other color on it and making it a little bit different.
I'm blanking. Is there a Zarba in Versus Red?
No, there's not a Zarba in Versus
That's
Red.
What I thought. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really dug the show. I don't know what more we can say about it. There's not a ton. Like, it makes me want to watch more, definitely. I think I'll probably give it like 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah. I think it makes me excited for the future of Garo. I just want to see more. We've talked about it before.
Yeah, get on it, Garo Project. Let's go.
Yeah, literally anything that they throw at us is cool. It's just nice to have like a quote unquote adult toku to watch. It's nice to have something else, like we were talking about on Tokudon last week or whenever we were on there, of like, it's cool to have your superhero times, but it's also nice to have your Amazons, your Bales, your, you know, those things that can be a little bit different, that can just help, or like those things that you can watch and that will probably help you appreciate those other things that you watch, because like, it's not just super like clouded and clogged, you know, you get something else.
Yeah, and the Garos that I've seen follow this kind of formula of like, it just sounds so stupid, but first episode, hey, here's some boobs, hey, they're fucking, and then I would say 5 minutes after that, then it like evens out, and they're like, hey, it's not as edgy, there is substance here.
Yeah, I'm sure if I finished this show, I'm sure I would have a completely different opinion than I have right now, or I would have obviously a bunch more to say, but I think I would have a lot more reasonings and a lot more to back up, because like you're saying, they could probably set some stuff up, or they could probably just dive into other shit that they didn't even touch on this episode. Because like Garo will do that. And you know, like all shows do it, but like, I think Garo does it well.
Yeah. Garo has some heavy topics
for their style and for like what they do.
Yeah. And it's cool to see in Tokusatsu, like, what is the, Versus Road has a trans character in it, for example. So to see that heavy of a topic and the way Versus Road tackles it right next to rubber monster suits is always like a whiplash to me. And then like, oh no, these gel really well when you respect both of the topics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. What would you rate the suit? One out of 10.
Let me pull it up. Hold on. Garo. Vanishing line. One second. It's coming up. God, he looks so buff. How cool. Already winning points for being buff.
Definitely agree.
I can't find him with the lights on. It's all with the lights off.
I see this one with the lights on, but it's not like a picture of his whole suit. It's just like of his face and... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, here, let me look up suit instead. Garo Vanishing Line.
Yeah, that's what I typed in. Suit.
There we go. This is definitely some kind of finisher that's happening in this picture you're talking about. I'm going to give it. It's funny because Garo is one of those things to me that's like, and I'll say it about Garo, I guarantee no one's going to get mad like they get mad about Ultraman, but it's kind of like, I can't differentiate them at this point. I'm not like super, unless it's, I feel like the Versus Road one is a lot more techie. This one, I'll probably drop it in an 8. I don't know. I like the Garo suits so much, and part of that is probably because they do not work in real life.
Okay.
Like, most of them are just so bulky where you're like, oh, you have to CG this suit.
Yeah, I mean, the only real one is the first one, so...
Yeah.
They knew. They learned.
They were like, our guy, super heavy, super winded by the time he got done fighting in this.
Yeah, I think it's good. I like, there's so many different pictures here. You can't get really, like, a good angle, but I think it's good. I think I disagree with like the Ultraman point. I can definitely tell it apart from like the original, if anything. There are those similarities, like that triangle, like the red triangle on the buckle, or like wherever it is on the suit in the original. But like, I think just animation, there's always just like a certain look to things, and I feel like it just has like a crazy sleek wild look. Like I don't even know if that makes sense, but it's just like, it looks very like insane, very unrealistic, but yeah. but very insane, and like I really like it. I'll probably give it an 8 too, but it's like a strong 8. Yeah. I just I don't know.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I think this one's stockier than the stockiest Garo suit, if anything.
Yeah, which makes sense for buff King.
Yeah, for Sword the character.
You see that one picture where he's in a suit, where he's in like a tux, and it's like popping,
it's ripping apart. Yeah.
All right.
I'm also interested to know if we ever see the girl from the beginning again.
Don't even remember.
Or if it was just random chick that he picked up. I do think it's funny that Zarba's like, hey, my seat smells. Don't pick up any more women.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts on Garl Vanishing Line?
No, I thought it was good, honestly. Like, I didn't think it was bad. I think the anime stuff, like the anime tropes, if you will, like the boobs. There's that moment of like the one whore like smiling with his eyes closed and like tilting his head. Like, I feel like that's something that I see in anime, which is not a bad thing. I just like, it turns me off when I watch stuff. But other than that, it was really good. I enjoyed the action. Again, the music was consistent throughout the whole show, and it was like a banger every time. So yeah I really enjoyed this show. I think I've been enjoying every show more and more the more we've watched stuff.
Yeah, I think this is a solid first episode. There's not much to say, but like there's the mystery of whatever El Dorado is, because they brought that up a couple times. Right. And it's just kind of set up. It shows you who Garo is. It shows you that quick, like 2-3 punch fight of like, hey, this dude's a badass. And I'm digging it. I think I'm going to give it like 3 or 4 more episodes.
Yeah, I definitely would. I would give it the time.
Yeah. Jem, what are we watching next week?
Next week, we are watching Gridman.
4S Gridman. It is over Gridman. On Crunchyroll, subbed. I also know it is dubbed. I think me and Jem will probably end up watching it subbed, which is cool because I think the first time I watched it, dub. So, but have you seen it before?
No, I've never seen it. I'll probably watch a little bit more since I know you've seen it.
Let's go. So we'll probably talk episode 1 and 2, if not the whole thing, if Jem watches the whole thing.
How many episodes are there?
12.
How much time do I have? All right, maybe. We'll see. Possibility.
Please watch the whole thing.
Okay.
Because the ending gives far more context on the entire thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's only 12 episodes, so it's not that bad.
Yeah. So if you want to get through the 12, that's cool. If not, we'll just talk the first 2 episodes, because I don't believe Gridman's in the first episode, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one more thing. Oh! We're doing something before that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what's today? Today's Wednesday. If you're watching this after Wednesday, none of this matters to you. But tomorrow, Sophie and I are going to be reacting to the Kamen Rider Beyond Generations movie. And I want to note that it's not a watch-along. We're going to be reacting to it, so we're going to be pausing, watching it, sharing our thoughts, kind of if we were throwing up a reaction on YouTube. So if you want to watch the movie with the community and that have like a watch along with everybody, Hawk is streaming it on Saturday right before we have a little detour where your boys are talking Kamen Rider Beyond Generations, whatever this movie's called.
Correct. Yeah, Saturday 8 a.m. Pacific time, Beyond Generations, and then directly after that, because the movie's like 1 hour and 40 minutes long, I believe. And then right after that, Tokusatsu World Detour, where we talk about that. But before, I just typed it in chat, twitch.tv/pronghorngem. If you want to watch their reactions to it, Jem and Sophia, they will be doing that tomorrow at...
At a time.
Follow twitch.tv/pronghorngem.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can follow all the socials at Pronghorn Heroes. As of right now, you can find us at Pronghorn Gem on Twitch, at Pronghorn Heroes on YouTube, and Pronghorn Network, where we mentioned before, you can find all the newest episodes moving forward for the Tokusatsu World Tour podcast that I co-host every Wednesday with my dude, Hawkillies.
Right here at twitch.tv/Hawkillies, where we are live every Tuesday for Superhero Time and Wednesday for... the Tokusatsu World Tour. Sorry, I opened the link just to make sure I linked it right, and then like it totally got lost. And then all at socials at Hawkillies, youtube.com/Hawkillies. If you are watching this sometime in the next week, my birthday stream is on Monday, youtube.com/Hawkillies, sponsored by E at 5 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to be letting you guys choose what we buy from Baiyi for my birthday. Shout out to Baiyi for just handing us their credit card, honestly, and telling you guys to go crazy. It's insane to me.
Yes.
So show up, buy a bunch of tokusatsu toys. And then, like we said, next week, Gridman, verse 2 episodes of 4S Gridman, and that'll wrap up anime.
Nice. So we'll catch every...
Oh, I was just going to say, here on the Tokusatsu World Tour.
No, that's good. I was doing this going back. So we'll catch you next week, everybody.
Sorry. Do it again. Okay, ready?
Spread it. The podcast. Goodbye.
Now.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.